And it's that time of the month, and here we have District 2 Supervisor Tim Humphrey for the monthly meeting. All right, Tim.
All right. Good to see you, Rolly. It's good to be back on the radio again.
Yeah.
It's been a little while, but it's good to be back and see what's going on, see if anybody's going to call in today. You want to give them that number?
Well, that's
early?
Right. Yes, I am. And, yeah, please make a note of it, as they say. And that is 888-876-5593. 888-876-5593. Spells 8888, R-O-L-L-Y-E. All right.
All right, there we go. So yeah. Now they have that information.
No excuse, that's
no,
right.
No excuses.
And now you got to give them a reason. So what's up, Tim?
Well, okay, I guess I've given them a reason enough already, but we'll try some more. My recently activities since, this last month, I've attended 3 agenda meetings and 1 work session, and I have a great appreciation for the work sessions because I can't talk to the other supervisors without being in either a work session or agenda meeting because it would be violation of open meeting laws.
Oh, man.
And so work sessions allow us to discuss things with the other supervisors, like different projects and things going on, yeah, in our districts. So anyway, we have a new assistant county manager, Michael O'Driscoll, and he's working on helping us get a lot more work sessions together. So I'm looking forward to
now,
that.
Now, Michael's been around a long time. So did he get a promotion?
He got a promotion.
All right.
To assistant county manager. You know, I mean, he's done a great job, in my opinion, with,
yeah,
the health department. And with emergency services that even evacuate their evacuation centers if necessary. And so,
okay,
my opinion, he's been a good organizer. So, yes,
yeah,
he did. And so he's going to help us get some more work sessions going so we can discuss more, because we have work sessions on things to turn to agenda items. Once they're on agenda items, then we vote for them. So
right,
it's like everything else. The more meetings you have, it seems like the more you can get done.
Well, it's somewhat convoluted, because normally in a private business, you just walk into the office of the other guy and say, hey, let's discuss this. And you're saying you're prohibited. Well, if you don't have the work sessions, then you're coming to the monthly meetings absolutely cold.
Well, yeah, other than the information you read.
Right.
And so you can form your opinion, which is one thing. But a lot of times your view might alter some after you have discussed it with other people from other areas.
Of course.
You know, it just gives you a broader perspective instead of all of a sudden, here it is, vote on it. It gives you more time to discuss it and look at different options if necessary.
Yeah.
And then I've held a Tonneau Basin community meeting. That was interesting with the different flows in Tonneau Creek. It's been up an awful lot. The first 3 months of winter, we've had flows up to 2,400 cubic feet per second, which,
whoa,
is a lot of water. And, well, that's why Roosevelt's up at about 106%, or was high at 106%, and they're letting water out to get it back down around 100.
When they let water out, where does it go?
It just goes down to the other chain lakes below, and I,
okay,
guess they're letting it out too, because,
okay,
the Verde also runs into some of that area. So,
okay,
so yeah, I'm tickled to death we have an excess of water.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. And I would just say, if you're out walking around the lake, be extremely cautious of rattlesnakes, because as many, oof, linear feet as that lake has come up, it has displaced a lot of crawling critters. So scorpions and rattlesnakes and things. It's been a long time since the lake's been this high, so be careful walking,
mm-mm,
around the lake.
And they're none too pleased.
No. And I attended a Lincoln Day dinner up in Payson. Attended a National Resource Conservation District field day. That was out at the Hill Hook Ranch. That's good. That's a NRCD,
mm-hmm,
is the initials for it. And that's a good group where they're getting together to do like reseeding after the fire and to map out noxious weeds, to work with different programs to get, you know, get rid of some of those weeds and work on some fencing projects after the fires. Attended a NACO, National Association of Counties, Transportation Committee meeting. I'm also on the National Transportation Board, and that gets some interesting discussions sometimes on national transportation. We don't have many boats and things like that here. We're mainly vehicle transportation and planes, but there's interesting conversations on transporting goods back and forth, you know, around the country and how that works. And if you ever wonder why all the diesel trucks are all kind of a cookie cutter deal, that's because the weight of the axles is how the roads and the bridges are designed. And so that's why they don't make them any bigger to transport more or put more axle weight on those, because our roads aren't engineered to handle anything bigger or anything different. But that's pretty much what I've been doing, and I'm sure locally people have noticed if they've gone up and down Golden Hill, there is a construction project.
Oh, is there ever? Yes, closed in one direction for a couple months, I understand.
Yeah, it's not, but it will be soon.
Oh, it isn't?
Yeah, right. They're
looked closed to me.
Yeah. I just came down it, and there's still two lanes of traffic, but here soon we're going to go to single lane all one way to give them more room to work. Because if you've driven it, you realize that you're really on the ball keeping between,
between
the cones.
You'd think, absolutely. You'd think the workers deserved hazard pay. It's like a war zone.
Yeah. But that's an ongoing construction project. And so, you know, we ask for your patience and you know, to drive slow through that area or avoid it if necessary. That's going to go to one way. And the walkway, it looks like most of the asphalt's been put on the walkway up by the cemetery, and they've done a lot of the curb and gutter, but they haven't started pouring actual sidewalk at this point. Let's see, this will last the sidewalk. What is scheduled to end the sidewalk walkway project, which is scheduled to end during the first week of July. So that's going to be going for a little while. And if you have any questions, I've got a phone number for you. That's 928-402-4225. Again, if you have any questions about that particular project, you can call in and I answer them if I will. Or if you don't want to call in, you can call 928-402-4225.
All right. And this project, actually, the grant for this was a couple of years ago that we got it, right?
It was several years ago, quite a few. And what had happened, I think when they started it, they got into a major conflict with some of the utilities, and which led the contractor to get into a lawsuit. And then there was a lawsuit settled. But my hat's off to staff, because we just kept working on it and doing what we could. And after all things were said and done, we're still doing the project. And about the only change to the project is up along the cemetery, up on that stretch of road. It was all going to be concrete sidewalk and gutters. And, you know, after all the fund changes and things of that nature, we ended up having to do a asphalt walkway up by the cemetery, and then do the concrete curb and gutter down Golden Hill with handrail where necessary. And then I'm sure those people that live in that area have already got their information, because there's not going to be the mailboxes on the side of the road. They're going to be the mail clusters.
Oh, they're going to hate that.
Well, I don't know. I've got one out by the fairgrounds, and it's not bad.
You know, I think people who are used to getting door-to-door delivery, that is, you know, have you heard from anybody about it?
I have not. Well,
okay.
You can see how anxious everybody is.
Well, obviously not. Yeah, well, that's good. Unless they haven't noticed yet.
Yeah, I don't think it went actually to the house. It went to the post to the little mailbox that's
right,
nailed on the side of the road.
But it's
somewhere.
Right by the end of their driveway. They're not walking far.
Somewhere. But yeah, they're going to have to go to the clusters.
And how many clusters? Like, how far do you have to walk to a cluster? More than a block?
No, I don't think they're... Well, you can walk to them, but I think they're designed to where there's a pullout where the cluster is. And so you may have to wait in line if someone's in the pullout, or if there's not enough room for two or three cars. But I think it's going to be like there. One of them's going to be like on the corner where the cemetery is, where there's quite a bit of parking and stuff there already anyway. And I've seen where those clusters are on a map, Rolly, but it's been a while back, and I've had a few meetings since. So rather than say exactly where those are going to be, I'm not positive right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, they're going to go with the clusters. And another issue that's been difficult in our area is the landfill. It's been yeah. completely crowded, long lines, and narrow places to dump. That's because we're doing some changeover to a new sale that's going to open up for our landfill, and we're going to go in with new scales where they weigh in mm-hmm. and out. A company called Meridian Construction received a notice to proceed on January 27th, began excavating on February of 2023. We experienced 11 rain days since construction began, which will push the project back 11 days from the original 100-day mm-hmm. Contract days. The good news is that it will still plan to have a new sale ready by the end of May 2023.
Okay.
Let's see.
And then dollar dump days may come back. And like, then,
no, they will
June?
Because they guaranteed me. Because they've been trying to take dollar dump days away from me since I got them. Yeah. Because, it's difficult on staff and sometimes there's mm-hmm. some overtime and that. You know, there's been just different reasons, and so I've kept it up. And so when they asked me, do you mind if we close dollar dump day during the course of construction? And I says the only way is if you promise me when construction's over that dollar dump day comes back. And they promised me that, but sometimes when you give something up, it's hard to get it back. But they promised me, and so I'm going to hold them to
their word.
Get that
in writing?
Well. I didn't get it in writing, but I did get a promise that I hope is going to be good, but construction on the new scales house, it's going to be on April 24th, which is about this, and so that will be all completed at the same time, and I got a hold of Melanie Mendez for kind of an update on what was going on, and she informed me today we began moving trash from the Russell Gulch landfill in Globe to the Republic Waste Operation landfill in Apache Junction. For the first time in weeks, residents experienced shorter wait time and no lines. Let's see, Thursday of this week will be the real test, since Thursdays are our busiest day. Residents and commercial haulers can expect a smoother process while navigating the landfill and dumping areas. Vehicles are now backing into the dumping area on flat surfaces, which is twice as large as the dumping area in previous weeks. Mm-hmm. So I understand that it's been crowded and difficult, but as of today, I got an update that there's a they've opened up another a newer place where the dumping is going to be flatter surface and wider than it has been, so the line should go down.
Good.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because those are two issues I know that were concerning our local community right around here.
But the good news is ultimately it'll be a better dump experience long term, because the dump is so important to people that once the construction is over and dollar days come back and all that, the life of the dump is extended for, did we ever find it, how many years?
Well, again, that depends on how much you take in. I'm sure there's an estimated time frame that will last. But also what staff and I are working on, and we're also working with some federal grants, is to still work in the composting, where we can start composting a lot of our waste rather than burying it. A lot of our paper, a lot of our green waste and things of that nature. And if we can get a process like that going, even if the charge is minimal or nothing, in the long run, it'll save us time in the dump, which mm-hmm. which is saving us a lot of cost. And
now, can that compost be sold?
It can be.
So there
sure.
could be some.
Yeah, there could be some value to it.
Yeah.
And so we're working hard on that. And I had an interesting meeting with Forest Service. And they what they did out near Roosevelt is they checked their dumpsters because they're wanting to get out of the garbage business because it's just a lot to haul off all the recreational garbage. And they did tests on that, and they found out that 60% of the waste in the recreational dumpsters was recyclable.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking to me about, you know, what do you need to do to get in the recycling business? I said, I need the funds for the equipment and to start doing it. And so, you know, if the federal government's behind something, the chances of helping getting funded for it is a little better than if they're not.
Absolutely.
So hopefully that, you know, we're working on enough different angles as to where hopefully that now that we've got, you know, our landfill expansion under construction and hopefully be done soon, or at least a lot easier to dump up there, that then we'll be able to reach and start doing some composting.
Believe it or not, we have a call.
Good.
It is John in Tonto Basin. So, hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Gurley, I'm fine. How about yourself?
All right. I got your message a couple months ago about the PSAs being outdated, and I had to laugh because you said Bill Taylor wouldn't have done this, but the reality is John was in the ICU with a hemorrhagic stroke, and I thought to myself, oh, yes, he would have. And so that's what's been going on, and that's why we didn't have community meetings. But we're commuting it now to where John is doing therapy in the Valley, and we're here, and I did finally pull them, but you can understand that it wasn't top of mind when you called.
Not a priority, huh?
Yeah. Well, staying alive, only 9%. I was going to say only 9% of people who had a stroke have survived it. So, go.
Oh, my. I wanted to just let Tim know that I am so pleased with, we have a business on this side of the creek, but on the east side, with the East Siders, there's probably half a tonneau or more over there, and his man, Mark Klein, is working his ass off, keeping that bar, that store crossing at Pumpkin Center open.
Yay. All right, Mark Klein. That's great.
I think Mark is camped there, but and I don't know if he got any more help. I think Tim was trying to get somebody out here, hire another person. But what I hear from our business on this side is Mark is doing a great job with that damn flow on that Tonneau Creek.
All right.
Yeah, he is. And now that the flow has gone down, you know, he's able to work out there. And I know for a long time, people were frustrated because we weren't doing much in the creek. But the first 3 months of winter, we've had record flows down that creek. And one of them was equal to like a 10-year flood, I think like 2,400 cubic feet per second. And I was told that we usually put up the barricades at 500 cubic feet per second, and so we're still going to use the barricades. We've put up signs that say do not cross when flooded, but Mark is, you know, with the grader and stuff, he can tell when that is unsafe to cross, and at that point he will put up the barricades. And once the barricades go up, we are not going to maintain it because it's not safe. And even though we go in and
drive around the barricades, that's fair game for the sheriff and for the tow company.
Right. Yeah. And even though the barricades come down and Mark is working in that creek, there's no way that we can guarantee that creek is ever safe to cross as long as it's running, because Mark could fix it, and 30 minutes later, it could wash a hole in it, you know. With
two-wheel drive gets stuck in it.
Where water flows, where water's flowing, that's why we put up signs, because even though Mark is working on that, you determine your level of do not cross when flooded, because even though the barricades are down, that's still running water.
It's been that way since I owned Punkin Center.
Yeah.
It's never going to change till the bridge is done. But I just called to let you know for sure that Mark is doing a really good job.
Excellent. It's always nice to hear good stuff. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, okay. Thanks. All right, so kudos to Mark.
Yeah, Mark and the crew. You know, we've really got a great crew because we're working shorthanded and a lot of things.
Sure.
You know, I mean, even patching holes. We got water. We got operators out patching roads that's necessary. Here pretty soon we're going to start doing some chip sealing around the county. And, I mean, the sign guys, the road guys, mm-hmm. you know, some people from different areas of the county are all pitching in to help us get in and get some of this chip seal work done. And you know, the bridge out there, the update is it's going. Yes, it's now that the flows are down, they've continued back to doing work there. You know, putting in gabion baskets and drilling and shaft drilling. You know, for the pillars that come up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's back on go again, and so it's looking real good for us to be. Before too long have a safe crossing, because the lake came up so far that you couldn't cross across because it was underwater.
Yeah.
And the creek kind of changed at the Bar X crossing, and there was like a huge drop off on the, what they call the west side. So, but anyway, local around here, so we got some events coming up at the fairgrounds. The 15th is a junior beef cook-off, and it's an all-day deal. So,
yeah.
The kids are the ones doing the cooking.
And that's local beef.
Yeah, and I got asked to be a judge, and I was really looking forward to it until I looked at my calendar, and darn if I don't have a public Gaisela meeting same Saturday. So I was asked to judge, and then they said, So I let them know they're going to have to find a different judge. I was looking forward to being out there with the kids and seeing how all that went. But nope, I'll be out at Gaisela.
Wonder what the recipes are going to be.
I think anything with beef. You can come up with whatever you want to. And I can imagine that they're going to be pretty creative with some of that.
Well, right. And you've got the whole steer, so you can pick any part.
Any part of it. Oh. Yeah, you can go from oxtail soup
to filet mignon.
To filet mignon, right. And then on April the 29th, they're doing the NRA dinner out there.
At the good.
And so,
good.
So that's good. And... But that's about all I brought today, Raleigh. There's a whole lot of things, you know, going on in different parts of the county and reaching for different grants. But you know, I'm just thankful for the things that we've been able to get done during the pandemic and during the fires and floods and all those emergencies.
Everything.
You know, there's still been a lot of good things happen.
And with this much water, we hope that the fire season will be somewhat mitigated. You know, you never know that.
But. Well, yeah, the problem is all that water grew a lot of grass, and a lot of that grass here in about June, July is going to turn to fuel.
Mm.
And so, you know, people be real careful and you know, clean up around your own places. And Jeremy Plain was at my meeting at Roosevelt today, along with probably 35 other people. And those meetings have come together real good. We had Jeremy Plain from the Forest Service. We had George Glocko from ADOT. We had a representative from the Sheriff's Department. We even had Lori Mills, who is working with our Congressman Eli Crane.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's his voice person here, and she was locally out there in case anybody has any federal issues that they wanted to bring up. She was there. So like I say, it was a good meeting. But in talking to Jeremy Plain, if you own private property that backs up to forest, the forest is allowing you to go 75 feet beyond your property line into forest to do some weed eating and, you know, trim lower brush. You can't cut down trees, but you can, you know, clean up the dead stuff on your trees and haul it out. And if you want to weed eat 75 feet away from your property, they're allowing you to do that. And so, you know, they understand that there's an issue and they only have so much manpower.
Right.
But if you do two back up to forest, you can't say that, well, if there's a fire, I'm just going to burn up, because they are allowing you to go 75 feet beyond your property in the forest, or that's what Jeremy Plain told me out at Roosevelt today. So, but
good.
And so that's good. But it, you know, like I say, if you've got a lot of weeds and stuff around your place, it's going to turn to fuel here right. before too long. And then it gets to the point when it is dry, then it's dangerous to try to go out and take care of it then, because the chances of you hitting
sparking
a rock
it.
With your weed eater
yes.
or sparking it or spilling
yes.
gas or whatever, then, you know, then it just...
You could set off your own fire, of course.
Right. So while it's green is a good time to take care of that. And but
are there any services that are available for people who aren't going to do it themselves?
There may be some private services,
yeah.
You know, I mean, people that do yard work, you know, they may be able to be for hire for that.
Yeah, because some people, it's going to be difficult depending on their age and their physical condition.
Yes,
but,
I agree.
It'd be good to have a list of services that were available where people would know who to call.
Sure. Yeah, and I don't know of anyone right
yeah.
off Raleigh that would be there to do some landscaping services for some of the people that aren't able themselves.
Maybe the Forest Service knows.
They may have some
yeah.
they may have some people that they know to call.
Yeah, some type of a
sure.
resource page
yeah.
because I think that in some cases people don't do anything because they don't know what they can do.
Right. And what helps, like down around like the Roosevelt Estates
mm-hmm.
down there, and where the resort is our forest ranger out there has worked with the cattle people there
mm-hmm.
and so they're doing some fence repair so they can run cattle there close to the resort and the estate, so they can clean up a lot of that grass and stuff, and it's really great after it's been had cattle go through it, because what they don't eat they trample, and so, you know, when the cows come out, I mean it
yeah.
it looks really good, and besides that it's fertilized for next year too.
Right the Flosbys yeah Freeport MacMoran always used to have them here, and
yeah, right.
I haven't seen them in a while. I don't know
yeah.
where the Flosbys went.
Yeah, I don't know where they went either, unless they moved them around somewhere on the back side rather
maybe
than the front side.
But I keep looking for them
yeah.
and I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah. The lean beef.
Yeah. Right. And
yeah,
emphasis on lean. Yes, they're leaning all right. I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
yeah.
They were definitely leaning to
yeah.
one side or the other.
I don't know how they stood on the hill.
Yeah, right. But,
oh, that's great.
But I don't know either. But anyway, that's kind of
all
things
right.
are going on. And nobody wanted to call in, but I know you're listening.
But John did call.
Yeah, John. And so
Basin.
Thank you, John. But I was going to say too, you know, I brag on my Tonto Basin meetings and my Roosevelt meetings because I have 20 or 30 people show up. Even my Gaisela meeting where
yeah.
there's, you know, very few people, I'll get 10, 15 people show up. So, and I quit having my local meetings in this area during COVID, and I was having them at Tri-City, and they didn't, you know, want a lot of public in during COVID. But if there would be interest in me having another local meeting where you could talk to the sheriff's office, where you could talk to someone from the congressman's office and those kind of things, I'd be willing to set another meeting up, as well as be with Raleigh, because she's okay. real gracious to host us here. But if you'd like a place to come and, like I say, be informed of what's going on with the sheriff's office
sure.
and the Congress and things of that nature with ADOT, and let me know, because I'd be willing to do that, because, you know, people say, well, I just don't want everybody to say that I was hard to get a hold of, because I'm not.
You're not. You're
call
not.
Call me and I'll call me back, or I'll have a public meeting. And like I say, when I quit public meetings here, I got on the radio, but I'd be more than willing to be public meetings back to the local area if someone would like to, because then, you know, we could have part of the meeting with the mayor of Miami one time, so you could share your thoughts or concerns with your supervisor and your city mayor or the town of Globe mayor. If you know, but that's just up in the air. If you people would care to do something like that, by all means, let me know. We'll see what we can work out.
And even if you don't remember the numbers when Tim gives them out, and we've got them on KQSS.net on Tim's page as well, remember HelaCountyAZ.gov, because all of the contact information is right there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, all right. And you know, some months, if the mayor of Miami or Globe wants to join you, we can also do that by phone. We'd love to have them.
They sure can. Or if anybody would care to share some good local information, let us know.
Absolutely.
Okay, Rodney,
all right.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming by. So, yes, there will be another meeting a month from now, and I don't have the date in front of me.
Replays.
Oh, yeah. And I should tell you that if you want to hear this again, you will Sunday morning on KJAA, and that's at 8 a.m., 1240 a.m. and 106.1 FM. And if you'd rather just download it and keep it for posterity, the meeting will go up before the weekend for sure, and that's at KQSS.net. And there's always a link right on the homepage. So, Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Willie.
KQSS Miami.
It's country and more. Nilo 101.9.com.